Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram. So Srila Prabhupada composed this song. I think it's this one when he was composed on the, maybe before he, on the way, en route. I think in this one he composed when he was on his way across the Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean. Krishna taba punya habe bai. Krishna taba punya habe bai. Do it two times. Krishna taba punya habe bai. 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 E punya koribe habe radharane kushe habe dubiyata bole tomatai. Hey punya kari be abe, Radharani Krishna abe, Kubata bole tomatai. Krishna tava punya habe bai. Bolo. Sri Siddhanta Saraswati, Sachi Sutta Priyati, Krishna sevayanra tulenai. Siddhanta Saraswati Tati Sutta Priyati Krishna Sevayana Ulenai. Say say Mohanta Guru Jagater Madeuru Krishna Bhakti Deitai Tai. Say Mohanta Guru Jagater Madeuru Krishna Bhakti Deitai Tai. Krishna taba punya habe bai. Bolo. Hey taba iche balavan parshate tantan hoi tati gorangaranam. Hey iche balavan parshate tantan habe goite gorangaranam. Prithivyati nagaradi asamudra nadanadi sakalailai krishna nam. Titi nagaradi asamudra nadanadi sakalailai. Tanhara anande hoy tabe hoy digvijoy Chaitanya Rakripa Atishai. Ananda oi tabe oi digvijai. Chaitanya Rakripa Atishai. Maya dushta yata duki jagate sabai suki Vaishnavera icha porna hoi. Meduke jagatai sabai suke Vishnarabe isa puna. Krishna punya, Krishna tabe punya habe bai. Tabe punya habe bai. Krishna tabe punya habe bai. Krishna tabe punya habe bai. Ay, Krishna tabe. Se karja ye kori bare, agna yade dilamore, yogya nahi ate dinahi. Itai se tomara kripa, magite che anurupa. Ajitube sabar prabhavin. To Tomarse sakati pele guru swai bai bastu mile jivan satakare yadi hai. Marse shakti pele guru swai bai bastu mile jivan satakadi hoi hai. Say seva pile tahale suki haile tabasangi bhagyate milai. Evam janam nipatinam prabhava hi kupe kama bikama manuya prapapta prasangat. Evam janam nipatitam prabhavam hi kupe. Evam janam nipatinam prabhakatam ritam. Evam janam bina. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Kritvatma sat surasina bhagavan grihita. Kritatmina. Soham katam nuvishraje tababritya sevam. Krishna taba punya habe bai. Tumi mora chirasati bulia mayaralati kaiachi janma janmantare. E adi punya shuyo e aji punya e su yogi yadi haya yoga yogi tabi pare tulimili bare. Tomara milani bai abara se sukapai gocharani guri din bora. Katavane chuta chuti vanikai lutaputi sedina kabihabe mor. Aje se subidane tomashmaram bela badaase dakilam tai. Se subidane tomashmaram bela yasin dakilam tai. Ami tomar nityadas tai karetash tumi vina anya gati nai. Tomar nityada sanyasi kaya samanita binan. Krishna tabe bunye babe bai. Tabe punya abe bai. E punya koribe yabe. Radha rani karshi habe. Duvyata bolatoma tai. Koribe yabe. Radha rani kushi abe. Yata tola tomatai. Krishna taba punya habe bai.
Oh, my brothers, I declare to you emphatically that you will only obtain your good fortune from the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna when Srimati Radharani is pleased with you. That's the refrain there. I don't know. Is it here?
No.
It's not in this songbook. Yeah. Yeah. So, in the beginning he says that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is that very, very empowered servant of Sri Krishna. And by his mercy, the holy names will spread all over the world by his power like that. Priti viti nagaradi asamudra nadi nadi lasakale thai laya Krishna nam. in this world, from village to village, from all the oceans, all the shores of all the oceans, the name of Krishna will spread everywhere like that. Tahale ananda hoy, tava hoy, digvijoy, chaitanyera kripati sai. And then we'll see the mercy of Lord Chaitanya conquering all directions, spreading everywhere. Maya dushta, haita duki, and all the rascal, nonsense, idiot, selfish sense gratifiers who are suffering will become free from pain and become happy. Vaishnavera icha purnahoy. In that time, the desire of the Vaishnavas will become completely satisfied to see everybody happy. Sekarja ke koribe yagne yadi dilamore yogya nahi ati dinahin. Se tamara kripa magete ke anirupa anirasvindu. I think it means that I'm not qualified at all to do this, right? Yeah, I'm an incompetent person like that. But, you know, by your mercy is possible. Tamara se shakti pele guru. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a devotee can accomplish these things. And therefore, it's always my first duty to offer my obeisances to my spiritual master. Prabhupada says, by the mercy of the previous acharya and Lord Nityananda, the disciple can do more than the previous acharya. So we can do more than Śrīla Prabhupāda by his mercy, by the mercy of Nityananda. Then he quotes this verse from the Prahlad Maharaj says in the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. And Prahlad Maharaj said, I think I was suffering in hell, but my spiritual master took me out of this. Therefore, my first duty is always to worship him. Tumi mora chira sati bhuliya mayara lati kayachi janma janmantar aji pune eshu yoga yada hoya yoga yoga tahi pari tumi amili bar. I don't know. Maybe I'll be destined to take birth after birth in this material world. You know, but it doesn't matter. I only hope is eventually I'll meet you.
I'm
just your puppet. And then he says, then and today that remembrance of you came to me in a very nice way. You know, remembering running in the early morning together with you in the fields of Vrindavan. I am your servant. Amar tomar nitya das, I am your eternal servant. Taye kari eta ash, I have no other desire. Yeah. And feeling great separation from you, you know, in this material world. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki. Yeah. But, you know, Śrīla Prabhupāda, like he's, you know, you can see he's a very good songwriter. Yeah. But he was always considering, no, my spiritual master didn't tell me to write songs in Bengali. My spiritual master told me to you know, preach in the English language. So again, you see, even in India, when Prabhupada was preaching in India, he has some lectures in Hindi, like that, in Hindi, and they're very nice, like that, you know. But mostly Prabhupada, even in Bombay and places like that, Prabhupada would always talk in English, because that was his spiritual master told him to do. And he said, that's what my success was. Like, I simply carried out the order of my spiritual master like that, you know, so on. So, any comments here? Questions? Yes, sir, yeah. One, two, yeah. One, two. It is gone. Like that. Well, one time we were in San Jose, California there, and there were like, you know, it was Rath Yatra. So a lot of the boys that come from Los Angeles, a lot of places, and one of our pujaris there had been a, you know, Gurukula guy, grew up in the Gurukula and stuff like that. So they've seen, you know, at one point about maybe five or six devotees there all from the Gurukula and meeting and talking about their experiences. And they're talking about, oh, this happened, that happened, and oh, yeah, this teacher, that teacher, and, you know, different problems and stuff, you know. Then this is spontaneous, I said, but how many of the Gurukula guys are vegetarians, you know? You know, looking at each other, well, all of us, of course, you know. I said, well, that's not true about us, you know, our generation, you know. So maybe, you know, we weren't able to do everything in you know, one generation. which at least you can look at your life and, you know, and realize it'd be a lot different than if you had this whole thing of having slaughtered so many animals and everything else like that, you know. And so, you know, it's a matter of how much we're surrendered to Krishna. Yetamam prabhajante, you know, like that. And so people are, if you look at how much the karmis are suffering. Oh, thank you very much. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. Wow. Yeah. I mean, so many things, like child abuse in ISKCON. You know, there was like this estimation that it was a 10 to 15 to 25% of the kids got abused, like physically or something like that. But at the same time, the national American average was 25 to 35%. Average like that, you know. Nitai Gorsundar's psychiatrist, he said, yeah, but if you look at them, almost all those kids and stuff came from like broken families. That's why they were taking shelter in ISKCON, because there was a community where they could get some shelter, their parents, single mothers, or most cases, and stuff like that, you know, broken families, you know. And so, yeah, they could have stayed in their ordinary families, but the chances are more, they were probably more chance of being abused and molested there than they would have been in ISKCON, you know. So relatively speaking, you go through a look at these things, it's like that, is that, you know, why so many devotees aren't happy? Well, because they're not pure devotees, you know, like that. And we all still have our material desires, and therefore we get material reactions like that, you know. But you see, you know, again, the ordinary people, if you actually look at the way people live like that, you know, this is what we have to hear about this. They're on average, you know, much worse off, you know, than devotees and stuff like that. You know, extremes, you know, I mean, you know, but it's, in general, it's, you know, people in the material world generally who aren't devotees have no shelter. You know, Jayananda one time was giving a lecture and saw some guy and he had some problem parking his car in the parking lot. He became angry and this happened. And the guy, look at the guy, and the guy was so miserable like that, you know. And he's just saying, but a devotee always has an ace in the hole. If things get bad enough, he can always surrender to Krishna like that, you know. It's like Draupadi. She was like, you know, fighting with these people to protect her honor. She's going to show him like she could take care of herself and like that. Leave me alone. Help me, Krishna. Leave me alone like that. You know, back off, you rascal. Help me, Krishna. You know, this famous story. And then Lakshmi and Vaikuntha or something says, oh, she's calling you. Oh, Govinda, you know, you got to help her, you know. He said, I want to, but if you notice she's only praying with one hand, the other hand, she's going to do it like that, you know. She wants to show like, and I don't want to interfere with her, you know, chance to show everybody how tough she is, like that and stuff, you know. And so then finally she realizes she can't do this. These guys are big warriors and stuff like that, so she's helpless. So finally she just let go of her sari and put both hands in the hair and said, hey, Govinda, like that, you know. It's one time, you know. And then, you know, with complete feeling like that, complete surrender, you know, at that point. And one time is enough. And then Krishna said, okay, you know, do shashana. You're not playing with the girls anymore, like that, you know. So then he pulled off her sari, like that, you know, her red sari, then her blue sari, then her green sari, then her white sari, and then like that, you know, kept on like that, you know. Even Draupadi, I think, was kind of amazed like that, you know. So on. Yeah. So that's the whole point, was, when, I mean, why are so many devotees not happy? I mean, obviously, relatively speaking, they're happy. They're a lot happier than they would be if they didn't have any shelter from Krishna like that. And then, specifically, it's because we're not fully surrendered like that. You know, like that. Yeah. I'm fully surrendered. Yeah. I remember, the story I mentioned before. Charudas, he was our temple president in San Francisco. He was a heavy guy like that, you know. So he had this big, at that time we were making a lot of money coming in, a lot of projects. I was a treasurer, this and that. And then he had this project where he had these cookies made up every morning at the morning offering, and we save them for like VIP guests. They're nice cookies, you know. So then he had them locked up in this one cabinet in the office there, you know. So I was working during Gaur Artik one time like that, you know, and this, and suddenly I realized that the cabinet, he had the only key to the cabinet, but the hinges were held on was by screws. And there was a screwdriver in my desk drawer. So therefore, my limited intelligence, I could figure out, screwdriver, screw, cookies. You know, so, and also it was a challenge. It was a challenge too, like, you know, to steal cookies, you know. So I took the four screws out, took it off, you know. Then I put the plate of cookies out. I think what happened then? I had the think I took one of my mouth and I had the thing on top there. No, I was like, oh, I think I had, two, one on top of the cabinet, one in my mouth, and I had like three screws back in. And I heard somebody put a key in the door to the office like that. And then I'm sitting there with like the screwdriver in my hand, cooking my mouth like that. And you know, hey, Govinda, you know. And so, yeah, it was like that. It was like this moment of like, you know, but you keep practicing. So somehow or other, rather than try and choke one cookie down, hide the rest in my pocket and put the screw in at one time like that, is prayed to Krishna, and the key didn't work like that. So I got the screw back in. I'm sitting over choking like that, my desk choking. And then my Bobby came back, Sharu's wife, and he gave her the wrong key like that, you know, looking at me. I was, you know, so on. But at the same time, too, you see, like, we're not always surrendered. We take shot of our intelligence, our effort, and so maybe get a little burned or a little bit depressed or a little bit something, you know, like that. But that's what I understand, you know. It's not because Krishna is more, he's more than, you know, he helps us. You know, Jayananda one time, he's saying, you know, Hanuman, unless I got a little special mercy every day, I couldn't make it, you know. So every day we're getting a lot of, we don't really deserve, Krishna's helping us more and more like that. Otherwise, we'd be a lot more miserable than we are, a lot more unhappy. Yeah. It's okay? Yeah. Oh, you had a question. Yeah. Krishna taba punya hame bhai. Yeah. And then you can see with these songs and stuff, probably a situation like that, you know, Krishna came. And Krishna said, you know, sarva dharman paritya ja, mami kam jaranam varaja. First you surrender, then I'll show you who I am, and that kind of thing like that. And Prabhupada said very few people actually knew who Krishna was. He said, maybe a few dozen people, he said like that. He said some of the yadus and the dancers of Raja, like that. Some of the yadus and the dancers of Raja, they knew who Krishna was. Most people, they didn't know. They thought he was like, you know, the greatest wrestler, or very beautiful young boy, or, you know, the death personified, or a fool, you know, people different, everybody had the different essence, the Paramatma, he's the Paramatma, you know, like that, you know? And so Krishna didn't reveal that. But then Krishnadas Kaviraj said when Lord Chaitanya came, his avatar, you know, is very unusual, Namo Mahabharanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayatai, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Namne Guadavishay Namaha. Rupa Goswami says this. Yeah. Because then it says that the storehouse of love of God, which is all this vibhava, all these stimulus, Krishna's name, his form, his fragrance, the sound of his ankle bells, his friends, his associates, his festivals, all these things which stimulate our Krishna prema, they were all like locked up. But the Panchatattva came and they broke open the lock like that. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktavrinda. And they started eating everything and becoming totally intoxicated themselves. And after that, after they became intoxicated, then they just began to throw it everywhere, give it everywhere like that, you know. So they were giving it out for free like that. They didn't make any discrimination who was old, who was young, who was qualified, who was unqualified. They just gave it to everybody, you know. And then some people even still wouldn't take it. So then Lord Nityananda began tricking people into taking it, forcing them to take it like that. You know, and then, you know, Krishna demanded a price. Lord Chaitanya was giving it out for free, and Lord Nityananda was forcing people to take it like that. So it's so much mercy in this movement to become happy. You know, this basically is chant Hare Krishna, right? You know? So many devotees, and then avoid offending devotees. Avoid Vaishnava aparad. Pretty much, it's the only thing that Gornatai or what's the word? They're not disturbed by anything, and they tolerate any offense like that. It just, it doesn't bother them. They go on giving their mercy. Except Vaishnava aparad. That's the thing which, like, you know, makes them disturbed. One time, Nimai and Nittai were walking in the bank of the Ganga, going someplace like that. Then Nityananda, he was about, I guess he was about 35 years old, no? About 35 years old. No, Nityananda was in Chinese, about maybe 23 years old or something like that. 22. He was about 15 years older like that. Yeah. And he said, oh, Nimai, there's a very nice sannyasi lives up here. Yeah. So this, I know him from before. Come, let's go see him like that. So they went there, and the sannyasi came out with long white beard and, you know, saffron cloth. He said, "Oh, Nityananda, so good to see you again. Oh, you brought a friend. Oh, such a beautiful, pious, young-looking Brahmin boy. I bless you to have many wives and lots of wealth and sense gratification." And Nityananda was covering his ears. "Oh, my God," like that. "Vishnu, Vishnu." So the sannyasi was a little disturbed that, you know, Nimai wasn't accepting his benediction. So Nityananda said, "Oh, don't worry, he's a young guy. He doesn't know about how to enjoy things. What is life yet like that?" You know, all okay, you know. So then the person said, "Well, come on inside." The sannyasi said, "Come on inside. It's time for lunch," like that. So they went inside, and then the sannyasi's wife came out, like that, you know. And Nimai's looking at Nityananda, and he said, "Oh, okay," like that, you know. So she was serving them lunch, you know, and then after lunch, then the sannyasi said, "Would you like some Ananda?" like that. And then Lord Chaitanya didn't know what he meant like that, so he said again, "Would you like some Ananda?" like that. So then Lord Chaitanya asked Lord Nityananda, he said, "Does he want us to do kirtan? Does he want us to have a kirtan?" like that. And he said, Nityananda said, "No, he's asking you if you want to drink some wine." I took some wine. So then Lord Chaitanya jumped up screaming, "Vishnu, Vishnu," and ran out jumped into the Ganges with his clothes on, and Nityananda's running after him laughing. And they had a big water fight like that. And then he got out and dried her clothes on, went on like that. So Lord Chaitanya, he knows everything, but he pretends he doesn't know because here's a person who basically is not offensive. You know, he's really engaged in all these rascal things. But and so Nityananda then can trick Lord Chaitanya into giving him his mercy, and he took prasadam in his house. So his life is just finished, his material life like that. Yeah? It's guaranteed. Yeah. And so this is, you know, the preaching. So Bhagavad Gita, we find the same thing, right? You know, Bhagavad Gita talks, you know, you shouldn't explain this to the non-devotees and this and that. You know? But then Lord Chaitanya is quite different. It's his incarnation like that. He's going to everybody, you know. And the Prabhupada's mood here, of course, is just filled with that. Devotees, Mother Mula Prakriti, she knew, she interviewed people who knew Prabhupada before he left Vrindavan. It's one book now. And one person was saying that Prabhupada's bhajans were always these kind of bhajans, like Narada Muni, Bhajayavina. He always about the sankirtan, about preaching. He liked those bhajans the most, about distributing the holy names and stuff like that. He always absorbed. You know? And very respected. We were talking to some of those people, and they said, always when there was big like gurus and leaders in Vrindavan, when Prabhupada was there, somebody would always ask his opinion about different things that were happening and stuff like that. So even in Vrindavan, he was considered a leader. Yeah, before he left. But then, you know, he said, "You can't imagine how happy I was in Vrindavan," like that. Yeah? But still, I figured I had to fulfill the order of my spiritual master. So I tried all these things, you know, to come to the West. And he said also he was like, when he was in New York, he was every day he was thinking, "This is impossible, this is ridiculous." You know? He thought, "Okay, let me try one more day." So went on for some time. He kept looking at the steamboat schedules, when the boats were going back and stuff like that, you know. And so finally, by the mercy of Krishna, you know, even when devotees came there in New York, he would show them what he said, "I was just loitering in the street, just walking here and there, and I used to go to this place, and I found this nice park," and he says, wandering in the streets most of the time like that, you know, walking around in New York, you know. He showed the devotees where he used to do things and stuff like that, you know. So, Prabhupada also, you know, struggling. Yeah. Yeah. Questions? Go on singing songs all night in French. Yeah. There's one, I don't know if it's here or not. Udilo Aruna. Is it here? Is there an index in this thing? In the back? I don't think so. But I don't think it's all the songs either. Page 50? Okay. These are all Bengali language. Any more songs? We have more. Yeah. You can share them. 3 people for each songbook. There you go. And what page is it here? Where is it in this songbook? Look in the back. Okay. This song is very nice for preaching. Yeah? Page 42. Yeah? This is Arunadaya Kirtan, a song in the morning. I think this is when the Prabhupada told Tripurari Swami in the morning on the way to Sankirtan he could sing this song. He was asking, when you go out on Sankirtan, you're traveling in the vehicle to get to your Sankirtan spot, you could sing this song. And this is one of the most preaching songs that we know, like that. You know? Yeah. Udilo Aruna Purababhage Dvijamani Gora Amane Jage. Bakata Samua Loya Sate Gaila Nagara Brohaje. Tatwai Tatai Bajala Kol Gana Gana Tahe Jajera Rao. Preme dala dala sonara anga charane nu pure baje. Mukunda madava yadava hari. Bolena bolore vadana bori. Miche nida bashe gelore rati divasa sarira saje. E manador la ba manava deho paia ki kora baba na keho. E bem na baji le yashoda suta charame podi belaje. Udita tapana hoile asta dina gelo boli hoi bebe asta. Tabe keno ebe alasa hoi nabaja hridoya raje. Alasa hoi. Jivana anitya janahasar tahe nana vidha viparabar. Namashraya kori jatana tumi takaha apanakaje. Jivara kalyana sadana kam jagate ase madhuryanam. Avidya temira tapana rupe hrid gagane biraje. Ira tapana rupe Krishna nam shuddha koriya pan jirayo bhakti vinoda pran. Oh.
Nama bina kichu nahio aro Chauda boba namaha jay Bina kichu nahiko aro Chauda boba namaha Mukunda madhava yadava hari Bole no bolo re vadana bori When a tinge of red on the eastern horizon heralds the rising of the sun, the jewel of the twice-born, Lord Gaurasundar immediately awakens, and taking his devotees with him, he goes all over the countryside visiting the towns and villages of Nadia. Okay. The Madungas resound. Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's still English. Lord Gaurasundar's shimmering golden feature dances and his scooter of genius.
Yeah. The Madungas resound, tat-tai, tat-tai. And the big cartels, they go, actually you can read it here, tat-tai, tat-tai, bhajala kol. Kol means the Madunga, the drum. It goes, tat-tai, tat-tai. And the big, these big cartels like that, Jayapataka Maharaj has, you know, they're called jajeras. And they go, gana, gana, ganda, ganda, tate, jajera, roll. Preme dala, dala, sonara, ange. Lord Chaitanya's form is shivering, in golden form is shivering. Charane, on his feet, nupura, his ankle bells are making sound. Mukunda, madhava, yadava, hari, bolena, bolave, vadana, vori. Yeah. Lord Chaitanya calls out to the town people. No, sorry. Yeah? Okay, this is actually second one's first. Just fill you. Okay, to change the order. Lord Chaitanya calls out to the town people, you spend your nights uselessly sleeping and your days decorating your bodies. Now fill your mouths with the vibrations of the holy names, Mukunda Madhava Yadava Hari, chanting without offense. Mukunda Madhava, Bolena, Bolena, Bolo Re Vadana Bodhi. Nida, it means like nighttime, huh? Nida Bhashe Gila Re Rati. Divasya Sharya Saje. So all day long, people are just sleeping or having sex. Or it says. In the daytime, they're figuring out how to dress themselves and compete with other people or like that and show their strength and their power, you know, and make money. Because Prabhupada says if the daytime business of making money that doesn't go so well, then the nighttime business doesn't go too good either like that. Yeah. Emona durlabha manava deha paiya kikora bhavana keha. You've gotten this human form of life, manava deha, emana, very rare to get this human form of life. Paiya kikora bhavana keha. Yeah. You're not even thinking about it, right? What are you doing with it? You're not even thinking about doing anything with it. Ebina bhajila yashoda suti charane portibela jing. If you don't worship the darling of Yashoda, in the time of death you'll fall down in great shame like that. So all these things you can talk about, there's so much. And the beginning is describing Lord Chaitanya. So you're preaching. It's very nice for like a university program, a college program. It's a Bengali song. Okay. So you can explain who is Lord Chaitanya, his features, his activities, and what, going out in the morning. It's a standard process. You know. And chanting the holy names. So it goes on explaining how, maybe the whole thing. You've achieved this rare human body. Don't you care for this gift? If you do not serve a darling of Yashoda, great sorrow awaits you at the time of death. So they asked Buddha, what are the chances of getting a human body after this body? And Buddha said, there's a very old turtle who lives in the ocean, and every 100 years he comes up for air. And in the ocean there's a board floating around. It has a hole in it, which is just big enough for his head to go through. And resting across that is one straw. So the chances of getting a human body after this are the same as if that tortoise, when he came up out of the whole ocean, that board would be right above his head. When he's put his head up, it would go right through the hole, and the straw would balance on his nose. That. Not much chance, huh, Buddha? No, not much chance. So better take advantage of it. Use it like that. Yeah.
And in the end it says you'll fall down in great shame like that. And because it says, you know, the Grihastha, he was big guy, very strong, everybody was respecting him, his wife would do what he said, his children would follow what he said, all of his employees. But as he gets old, now he can't do anything. He sits by the window and smokes cigarettes all day, and people toss him some food negligently. It's like an old bull, it doesn't work anymore. And everyone, he knows everyone's just hoping like he's going to die soon like that. But he's thinking, oh, let me pull on for a few more years. Yeah, like that, so on. So the end is full of just shame and embarrassment and humility, and everybody's like kicking you around like that and calling you, embarrassing you, you know. Yeah. Each time the sun rises and sets and the day passes and is lost, then why do you remain idle and refuse to serve the Lord of the heart? Understand this essential fact that life is full of all kinds of miseries, vipad, and it is very dangerous. It's temporary, full of distress, and full of dangers. So take shelter of the holy names as your only business, as a kajé, right? Yeah, kajé, as your only business. Like that. One Buddhist guy, Buddhist, no, he's not that, somebody else, a Chinese guy. He says, wherever we go, we should think my first business here is chanting the holy names. If I go to work, whatever it is, my first business here is to chant the holy names. That's my job like that. And then Krishna will take care of me like that. So he's saying the same thing. All these things are happening. It's a very dangerous life at every moment. You know? So your business should actually be chanting the holy names, taking shelter of those. Yeah? The descendant, the holy names, desiring to bless everybody, have now descended in this material world and are shining like the sun. They enter into the sky of the heart and fill it full of brightness. So we have to come to that point where the chanting actually enters the heart. Not just in the mouth or you're thinking about it, but actually it's just actually filling your heart like that. It's interesting because when I was in Los Angeles, there was a letter on the wall, and it said, I noticed, it said, Prabhupada has requested all kirtan leaders, when Prabhupada was there, all kirtan leaders, every artik, there should be 20 minutes of Maha Mantra, like that, you know. And if you chant the bhajan two times, it's very difficult like that. So usually I'd be counting here, it's a bit easy, but 6 to 12 Maha Mantras we get during the Mangal Arati like that. But our main thing is the chanting. And you see too, if people start chanting, you respond to the song, okay, but when you're chanting, it keeps building like that. Then it comes to a certain point, you really have to surrender to pray to Krishna like that. So it's very natural, all these things happen like that. First is attention, concentration, and then sincerity of praying, and then the pastimes start to manifest, nama, rupa, charita, adi, happens like that. Yeah. So we should do, you're probably saying we should go to all of our life members' homes in India. So every month you should go to every life member's place once a month and have 45 minutes of kirtan, one muhurta of kirtan. So if you have 45 minutes of Harinam kirtan, it's just really intense like that. And it starts to enter the heart. The heart changes, you know. If we had Gagane, it says, it should enter the sky of the heart and fill it up. Yeah. Drink the pure nectar of the holy names and thus satisfy the soul of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. There is nothing else to be had within the 14 worlds. Brahma, Stamba, Pariantam, Sarvamaya, Mayam Jagat, Satcham, Satcham, Punah, Satcham, Harname Vakevalam. You know this? Harinam Astaka? It says anonymous. It's from, I guess from South India someplace. Brahma, Stamba, Pariantam, Sarvamaya, Mayam Jagat, Satcham Satcham, Puna Satcham, Harinami Vakevalam. From Lord Brahma down to the most insignificant blade of grass, everything here is but the product of the illusory energy of Maya. Sri Harinam alone is truth. It is truth, it is truth, it is again and again truth. Yeah. What's the other one there? Aho Dukam, Maha Dukam, Dukha Dukha Taram Vachaha, Katayam Vishvatam Ratnam, Haraname Vakevalam. It is sad. It is very sad. It is more sad than any sad thing that the mass of people have rejected these jewels of Harinam and are running after pieces of broken glass, like that, you know, diamonds, rubies like that. It's very nice about it. I remember those two verses like that. You know. But this is very nice song then for explaining people. And it's morning time is very important. You should get up early like that. You know? One description is in the morning you should use for spiritual life. In the daytime you should use for making money. and the evening you should use for sense gratification. And even as a devotee, you can follow that. You get up and you just, okay, in the morning, forget the computer, everything else, my family, go to the temple and just shower, Krishna. You know. Daytime, make okay now, okay, I'll get out and make money. For the temple, for the devotees, and my family. Evening, okay, now I can just relax, and you know, I can make a bath and, you know, listen to bhajans I want to listen to, and, you know, play with my kids. And yes, you know, it can be Krishna conscious, but it can be like now just like enjoying Krishna consciousness like that, take prasad like that. Yeah? So in this way, a devotee's whole activity in life, you know, begin the morning early like that. So Lord Chaitanya is going out, he's showing us, he's waking everybody up. In India, some temples, you do that some places? In India, if you go like these more like smaller temples, ISKCON temples, it's called Prabhat Ferry in North India. And they do that. As soon as there's enough light to see what's going on, you know, everybody gets it together, the dramas, and they go out and they go chanting. And all the, you know, the local congregational members. It's their temple, you know. And they go to a certain route, and everybody, I mean, maybe a couple different routes. And you see people coming out, brushing their teeth and stuff. And some people are very pious. They come out and they give grains and stuff. They just have their, you know, cloth like that tied around the neck holding it. And people come out and they give like rice, dal, and stuff like that. You know, and sabji and stuff like that. And they do it. They just go around like that and wake everybody up. And you know, it's a nice way to wake up. People feel very, you know, happy that, you know, you wake up hearing the names like that, holy name. Swap Damodar Maharaj said in Manipur when he was a child, it was very simple. Very, very, you know, pure Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition. He lived in the village, and one morning two men couldn't find a cow. All the cows had come back for being milked, but one of them. So they went out looking, and there's still some fog here and there. And suddenly one tiger jumped out, tigress, and grabbed one of them, snapped his back, and went off with him in her mouth. I mean, Manipur, not very big like that, you know, guys like that. The other guy's just standing there like, you know, it's like, it's having an automobile smash in front of you or something. A tiger. Tiger's head's about like this big, you know, like that. Yeah, the body's like from the nose to the tail, like about that big. You know, so this guy just grabbed this guy and just snapped his back and just ran off with him. The other guy's standing there, ah! And she killed the cow, you know. So he went back and the king came, and she was living in one swamp, you know, like that. So he built a big palisade, a big, you know, wall around the swamp, set it on fire, and then she had to come out. The Manipuris have this whole technique for fighting with tigers, like that. You gotta get them on your shield, and the spear has to go right down the throat, hit the heart, like that. And of course, you don't get many chances. You know, if you miss it, you're in big trouble, like that. So the king killed the tiger, and then like that, proved he was the king. You know. So it's very simple. You know. But they had radio, and he said that in the morning, everybody be getting up, and the first light's coming, and now you can go outside. The snakes are gone. You do your business, evacuating, whatever, you know. And then on the radio, they have one radio station. In the morning, they would play Chaitanya Charitamrita, but it would be like musical, with the verses being sung with music like that. So all over the valley, the sun coming early in the morning and the fog evaporating, all over the valley, you hear these radios playing Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, singing it like that. So everybody would wake up like that, you know. You know? And in Manipur, about 25% of the people are either artists, dancers, or musicians. Every fourth person is either an artist, dancer, or musician. That's their full-time engagement. They don't do anything else. You know. There's 13 major festivals. Janmashtami goes on for 72 hours. Gopurnima goes on for 1 week. Like that, without stop. It's 24 hours a day. Every neighborhood, you know, makes a whole new like Gopurnima song and dance thing, and you write a drama and kirtan, and they go around like that, showing off to everybody else and stuff, and they invite them and get them fruit and stuff. You know, no, it is. It's really just intoxicating. So I was there, and I was one of the first people to go because, you know, Mara's disciples. And at that time, it was very difficult to get a permit to go in there because it's on the border with Burma, and there's always like border conflicts and secessionists. So, you know, I got permit to go there with him. I mean, we went for the Gopurnima festival the first year, and their system was a temple. You go around in Gopurnima and Janmashtami to your congregational members, and you do a big kirtan in their house for a few minutes, and they give a donation for the year. And they have these fruit stacked up, all cut fruit like that, a little artistic thing. So we go in and do a fired up kirtan, and the managers would be, you know, giving them a memento and taking the check and stuff, you know. And we take some fruit, and we go on the next house. Had a whole list like that. We go here and there in the bus and stuff. You know. So maybe we did about maybe like 25-30 houses a day, you know. So it was a whole thing of fired up kirtan, little fruit, walking next house, fired up kirtan, little fruit, like that, you know. And I was, you know, like that. Then we got back to the, and halfway through they had me Manipuri lunch, which is like this much rice, like that, with all these little items around it, like that. I mean, 150 subjis they have there, naturally growing wild. But I was getting diarrhea from, like, you know, all this rice and everything. Yeah. So they were trying to cook chapatis for me, which they couldn't figure out how to do, you know. So so finally, as every day is kirtan, nobody has spoken any English. I was sleeping in the library in the temple, and but all the books were locked up, like that. There's only one book was out. I wanted to read something to kind of calm down at night. This book was the world's 100 greatest disasters, transportation disasters, the world's 100 greatest transportation disasters, like that, you know. So I'm sitting there trying to eat these chapatis and go to bed at night, kirtan, you know. And it's like there was, in Spain, there was a 747 taking off, and in my miscommunication, the 747 landed and hit it, you know. And of course, the one taking off was completely loaded with jet fuel, so 1,000 people were burned to death in this roaring holocaust. Okay, next one. Yeah, so I go to sleep and thinking of these things like that. Another one, this gasoline truck didn't make the curve and went right on into a village and set it all on fire, you know, like that, you know, so on. Yeah. But it was. But finally, we had to leave and go back to Calcutta. And I really thought I would go mad because it was like being there was like all these things happening in 24 hours, and every house you have a hand loom, about, you know, big like this big, where they make cloth like that and stuff. It's from the, you know, from the thread, and they have different patterns for different groups and families. And the children is playing in the courtyard and kind of keeping an eye on them and stuff like that. You know, very nice, you know. And so everybody there is like your sister or your mother or your aunt, your mother-in-law, or somebody made the clothing and stuff like that. So it's very personal. You know? So when I'm leaving, everybody's coming and giving me all these like chatters and everything. Oh, did you make this for me? Oh, I didn't have time. My mother made it. You know, and it was like, oh, you know. So this big bag full of like homemade chatters, and you know, I was going to go nuts. You know. You know? And so then finally made this deal with Krishna. Okay, I'm only going to go for preaching. I just, you know, that's the only reason I'm going. I'll chant Hare Krishna, be okay. So I landed in Calcutta. I'll tell the story. So I landed in Calcutta from Manipur. And there's nobody there then, you know, alone. And I was too thrifty, too miserly to spend any money on a hotel or anything like that. So I just went straight to the airport, straight to the Howrah train station. It was unbelievable, you know. Even now, it's better than it was then. It was just like, you know, it was like dead bodies hanging from the rafters or something for the British or something. You know? No, it was like really a strange, gigantic place. People moving everywhere and police moving around in small armies like that. You know, so trains are going here and there, and I didn't want to leave these bags anymore. Like, people steal them and stuff like that. What to do? Dragging them around? I had to use the toilet or something. You know. So finally, this so-and-so express leaving in 10 minutes for Delhi, you know, this and that. So I asked somebody, you can buy a ticket? Yeah, you can buy a ticket. I got a ticket, you know. And funny, what is this? So it was a third-class, unreserved car. It was always available, you know. So it was here, you know. So I kind of got on board. It was already full, you know. So people were cursing me, and everybody was already standing up, everything else. I found some places to stand up, you know. And he pulled out. And I said, okay, I'm just going to chant Hare Krishna. You know, that's it. You know. And then after about, you know, maybe 30, you know, an hour and a half, I had to use the bathroom. And after a while, I figured out that people, what people would do, because the floor was totally packed full of people. What you do is, you know, you kind of, on the handrail, on the things, you kind of swing yourself along the thing for these things, you know, bars and stuff like that. So I saw people going back, you know. So I kind of indicated to somebody, please watch these things, you know. People are getting on and off with pigs and chickens and stuff. So finally, I kind of swing my way down there. And the bathroom there was this, like, pile of straw up there. It kept the door blocked open. And it was an old lady with a pipe on top of it, smoking and sitting on top of the straw like that, you know. So I had to go in the bathroom, which her like looking at me like that, you know, stuff, you know, like that. Came back, everything was there. So after about 3 hours, I got enough space to kind of squat down, you know. After 5 hours, I got to the edge of a wooden bench, like this much to sit on, but maybe worse than actually standing up, you know. But I kept chanting, you know. I went through the whole thing like that. And people were coming and going until finally there was nobody there who started off like that. You know? And that was hours and hours. And finally I began to realize that the psychological distress was worse than the physical distress. Yeah, like that. But that was one of my experiences. I finally made it all the way to Vrindavan with all the chudders intact like that. Yeah, made it. Yeah. And then one of the things, you know, Prabhupada says, the cowherd boys, they're with Krishna through thick and thin. And so I began to realize, you have to go through with the holy names. You have to take these holy names and you have to go with them through thick and thin, through the good times and the bad times. You just keep on chanting like that. And you begin to really realize the potency of the holy name. Yeah. And I know it can take you through very difficult things. It can take you from a train ride on a third class unreserved train from Calcutta to Delhi. You can make it with the power of the holy name. It's like that. Yeah. So you have comments about the holy name or Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Kajay. Yeah, yeah. Huh? Translation?
No. Could you emphasize more?
The cowherd boys? The cowherd boys, yeah. No, they're... and Shanta Rasa is the basic Rasa. That means detachment from matter and attachment to Krishna. Like that. It's how great is Krishna. Like that. And many saints, St. Francis, many people are like that. But then you actually think, well, let me do something like that, or, you know, do you want me to do anything for you like that? Okay, so then Krishna says, do this, do that, you know. Then a little more intense is where you start to do things. Even you see, well, Krishna needs this, he needs that, you know, without even being asked, you know. So finally, the cowherd boys, you know, they actually feel like they're equal with Krishna like that. They can even, you know, tell Krishna kind of like what to do or something like that, you know. So this point is a different rasa and service to Krishna like that. And out of all the cowherd boys, Subal, Radharani's younger brother, is one of Krishna's most intimate friends. He talks about with things about Subal, he doesn't talk about anybody else like that. Many interesting stories. And Prabhupada says, actually it's a rasa which is only really comparable with the gopis' experience like that. And in some ways, yeah, there's a taste there that maybe even the gopis can't experience exactly like directly like that. You know, it's sort of a whole separate feelings of Krishna like that. But that's the thing, they're playing with Krishna. And Sukadeva Goswami describes, you see children, maybe you remember when you were a child, you used to get so absorbed when you're playing with your friends, you do different things, you're playing like that, and just don't want to eat, don't want to go home. It's so much fun just playing like that. But with Krishna, it goes unlimitedly. And you're playing with toy soldiers or something like that. We used to have toy soldiers, you know, like that. And with Krishna, they all become real, you know. All of a sudden, the earth is shaking. This giant duck is coming over the horizon, killing people like that, you know. It was like every day. It was like, you know, it's like these strange things happening. You know, is Krishna a demigod? You know, is he a yogi? Is he, you know, like that? Even Krishna's not sure who he is, like that. Krishna tries to convince all the cowherd boys that he's the son of a great kshatriya. Not a cowherd guy. He tries to convince them that actually he's the supreme lord. He shows the universal form to the cowherd boys, and they all laugh and say, wow, that's really far out. How'd you do that? You know, did Nanda Maharaj show you how to do that? Show us how to do it too, you know, like that. So they just will not accept that he's God, you know. So after some time, Krishna himself starts to have his doubts, you know, like that. Maybe I'm not God. No, I'm God. Like that. Yeah, I'm God, you know. Yeah, yeah, and they have different groups. You know, some of the boys are followers of Balaram, and then some are followers of Krishna. So there's 12 forests in Vrindavan. So 7 on the western bank belong to Krishna, and 5 on the eastern bank belong to Balaram. Even now, when you're on the eastern bank, somebody will say Krishna Kanaya. No, Dauji Kabaya, Dauji Kabaya. He's going to say Krishna Kanaya. Yeah. Who's the younger brother of Balaram? Like that, you say Krishna. Like that, if you don't, they'll wrestle with you. Like that, until you admit it, you got to admit that, you know, Balaram is the older brother. Like that, yeah. So it's a whole feeling, you know, some spirit, and they always, you know, they're fighting with demons protecting Krishna. You know, it's like Balaram has this more parental affection towards Krishna to protect him, and some boys are little boys, and Krishna protects them. Yes, you know, so there's mixtures of different rasas. One day they were sharing their lunch, and it's part of the whole thing, you got playing all day, like you're so hungry, you know. So they open their lunch boxes and see what their mothers have for them, like that. You know? And one boy said, and they all want to, like, you know, share it with Krishna and enjoy with Krishna. So one said, "Oh, Krishna, my grandmother made this really wonderful sweet. It's very rare like that, and you should try it like that." Goes, "Yeah, right." You know. So Krishna says, "Wow." He takes it. He goes like this, and he goes, "Wow." That, you know? And he says, "Wow. You know, who made this?" He said, "Your grandmother." He said, "Why? I think she's a little bit too old to cook anymore like that." You know. And the boy's looking depressed, and he gives it, Krishna starts laughing. He said, "No, actually, it's really good." And I said, "No, try it." You know. So then he eats Krishna's remnants like that. You know. So they just go on playing and joking. And they come back in the evening, they're very tired. There's a form of Krishna called Kirtamashan. It's, you know, like Krishna's like, he's like this. He has one hand to his belt. By the other hand, where the other hand is like that, you know. But it means the little guy who thinks he's a big man. A little boy, a little fellow who thinks he's a big man. You know? So Krishna comes home in the evening like a little fellow, but he's always waving to everybody like that, you know, and stuff, you know. And so then all the cows are hopping up and down to see their calves, and the mothers to see their children, but they're all talking about Krishna, all talking about what happened during the daytime and asking their boys and stuff like that. So it's a whole, when Krishna goes in the forest, all the Brijbasis, their minds go with him. So they're just thinking, they're getting news, they're hearing things, they're doing their duties, but they're all just distracted like that, you know, thinking about Krishna. So when Krishna comes back in the evening, their minds come back like that. Very strange place. Yeah. So that's cowherd boys. And that adds to the Madhurya Ras. You know, that increases the conjugal affairs, the gopis and stuff. And all whole thing fits together like that. And this goes on. Prabhupada says the gopis wanted to enjoy with Krishna, so Krishna made them happy. They wanted to enjoy more, so he increased their pleasure 100 times, 1,000 times. They wanted to enjoy more, so he increased it 1,000 times more. You know? He said, and all they are doing is dancing. Like that. And it keeps on going on like that. You want to go there? Actually, you're already there. This is it. Let's wake up. So any final comments? I want to thank everybody. It was a very nice visit here. Sorry we're like so incapacitated so much, or fever like that. But tomorrow morning we're gonna go, right? With you, no? Yeah? Yeah? The Janmashtami mobile like that. The Batmobile. So Prabhupada ki. Shibhakti Vinod Thakur ki. Gopimanandi Mahaprasadam ki jai. Krishna tapa punya habe bye. So, Abhi.